Steve Eaton is a freelance writer who lives in Logan. He writes a column that appears in the Deseret News every other Saturday.
The weather is warming up, and it's time to revisit the colossal mistake again. We originally saw it hanging from the ceiling at Costco. In another store, we might have immediately noticed that the tent was bigger than a small convenience store, but in Costco, it was about the same size as a standard bag of dog food or marshmallows. I began to see images of my family in the wilderness around the glow of a campfire with a cozy 12-person tent as a backdrop. My children, who sometimes find creative ways to take revenge on their father, encouraged me to buy it. My wife Barbara was not there. Barbara has poo-pooed proposed purchases of really cool family-building things such as 5-in-1 foosball tables, an indoor inflatable hot tub, and an indoor paintball target range. She claims there's no room left in our house for such things, even though there's plenty of room left in the kitchen and the upstairs bathroom. I reasoned that a tent goes in the great outdoors where there's lots of space. I bought the tent. We discovered, however, that it's difficult to find public campsites that are big enough for Costco tents, so sometimes we had to move the campsite picnic table inside the tent to get it up without it taking over adjacent campsites. Not that anyone would mind us taking over a little campsite real estate. We find that once we start setting up the tent, others nearby find it so entertaining that they pull up their little camp chairs and turn their backs on their own campfires just to watch our project unfold. It has several rooms, an upstairs and a pantry, and it can take a good part of the day to put it up, unless you want it to look like it does in the box. If that's the case, it can take 2 days. We have discovered camping isn't as easy as it looks. The part where you're supposed to sleep on the ground, for example, seems to be a problem. Most of the time we lay there wide awake, wondering what thought process we use to decide that for fun we should leave our comfortable beds and sleep on the ground outside. I also find that as soon as I'm comfortable and everyone is quiet, I must go to the bathroom. I try to make those impulses go away by thinking about such topics as, will the smell of smoke ever leave my clothes? And should I set fire to the tent in the morning? It doesn't work, and I eventually have to get up and go off into the scary blackness. Going out by myself always gives me the creeps because I can never find a flashlight, and I hear sounds everywhere. I'm not afraid of the dark, but I do find myself afraid of things that hide in the dark. On a recent campout, a raccoon the size of a small bear strolled into our campsite. When I tried to scare him away, he reared up on his back legs and made a motion to me with his paws, like, "You want some of me? Come on, big boy, bring it on." I wouldn't want to meet a raccoon like that in the darkness. What if there's a vengeful father deer waiting out there to charge me, creating a very embarrassing moment? Another problem is the rain. It seems it always wants to rain, not just on the outside of our tent, but also on the inside of it. In Boy Scouts, I learned that there are ways to stay dry, but I can never remember if the tarp you put under the tent is supposed to stick out or be tucked under. I also remember something about digging a tiny moat, but every defensive tactic I take seems to actually funnel water directly into the tent. Once I went as an adult chaperone on a scout campout. I went to the scout leader and humbly asked for help. "No matter what happens, I always end up getting wet," I said. "Please teach me the ways of the mountain man." He set up my tent with the proper tarps and rainflies and topped the setup off with a large tarp the size of an aircraft carrier that he suspended over my tent by tying it impressively to several nearby trees with real scout knots. The forecast was for sunny skies and no rain. The tiny tent looked impressive, shielded from everything. I crawled in the tent and reveled in the protection I had been granted by simply asking for help. I celebrated by digging a water bottle out of my backpack, and as I went to get a drink, the lid popped off, and I was immediately soaked within my dry universe. Despite the obstacles, we've had some good experiences. We get postcards from campers asking us if we'll be performing next in the same campsite, so we've earned some respect. We've taken a new camping approach, however, that seems to work better than anything we've tried before. We leave the tent at home, drive to the scenic setting, and enjoy it until the sun goes down. Then we drive to the nearest Costco, where we snag brand new tent chairs, kick back, and gaze at the already assembled 5-room tents. We marvel at their beauty and wonder about the people who are capable of not only putting them up, but hanging them from ropes high above the floor. Sure, the nice people at Costco make us go home at closing, but it doesn't matter. We're clean, dry, and refreshed. And because we drive a station wagon and travel light, we have room to take home a real camping treat. One Costco-sized bag of marshmallows. This is Steve Eaton.